Diana Orozco-Garrett still remembers the first time she saw Adelfa Callejo. It was 1973, and the lawyer and activist was speaking at a protest after police shot and killed 12-year-old Santos Rodriguez. Orozco-Garrett was also 12, and her dad had taught young Santos. Her mom told her that Callejo had gone to law school. She was the first Hispanic woman to earn a law degree at SMU.
I think it was pretty much at that time and at that age that I wanted to be a lawyer. You know, I wanted to be someone like that. You know, she was a role model for me.
Orozco-Garrett was a law student, also at SMU, when she met Callejo and her husband, Bill. She was trying to get into a meeting where delegates were being selected for the state Democratic convention, but the door was locked. Callejo told her to demand they let her in.
That's kind of the biggest lesson that they taught me was, you know, to stand up for yourself, to go knock on that locked door and make them open it. And they would always remind me of that first incident.
Orozco-Garrett would eventually become Dallas County's first Latina elected Justice of the Peace, and Callejo would continue to inspire other young women. Like Victoria Nieve, Callejo offered her a job when Nieve was in high school. Nieve had written asking for financial help because she wanted to stay in her all-girls private school.
It was such an honor for me to have worked with her during that short period of time when I was in high school, but I think it's just a testament to who she is, that she extends a helping hand to folks who need it, even if she doesn't know you.
She was known as La Madrina, the godmother. But she was always Mrs. Callejo to Nieve, who became a lawyer, too. She remembers one piece of advice from her mentor.
Listen, you've got to brand yourself. She said her brand, her trademark, was always wearing her hair back tied in a bun and having a flower on her lapel. And I will never forget that because every single time you saw her, she always had a flower on her lapel.
Callejo was active well into her 80s, despite three bouts with cancer. In 2010, she showed up to an immigration rally in a wheelchair.
Every president ducks the issue. It's the inaction of Congress, and now we have the Arizona law to contend with. What I'm afraid of is the violence that can come from that, the divisiveness.
Last spring, the Dallas School District opened a new elementary school and named it after her. She was there and spoke that day, too. Stella Chavez, KERA News.